Good morning, everybody. So I'm going to speak really quickly this morning about something which, if you listen to and take to heart, will change your life. And it's one of the most important things for me personally, because it's what changed my life, understanding and knowing this. Okay, so we're going to start this morning by talking to the God that we're speaking about. You guys, who knows who Misty Edwards is? Does anybody know who Misty Edwards is? Oh, you definitely do. So Misty Edwards has a song which says, I don't want, she's speaking about Jesus, to Jesus, she said, I don't want to talk about you like you're not in the room. And today, I'm not talking about somebody who isn't here, I'm talking about somebody who is in heaven. But did you guys hear that song which we were playing earlier? There was a line in it which says, my God's not dead, he's surely alive, he's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. If you've accepted Jesus, then God himself is living inside your heart. And I'm not speaking about an irrelevant theology or idea, but I'm speaking about a person who's in this room. So I want all of you guys to close your eyes right now. And we guys, it's all like musical chairs. We get you to stand up, close your eyes, put your hands out, stand up, close your eyes, put your hands out. But it's all just a way for you guys to be able to connect with a real God. And I know you guys come here every Sunday, but make a decision to connect with God today. So close your eyes and speak to him your own words, and like try and see him, try and hear him, and I'm going to speak to him right now. So Jesus, thank you so much for every single person in this room. Thank you for how awesome you are and how real you are and how present you are. And Jesus, I pray that your eyes like fire would pierce our hearts today, and that what I'm speaking about would be real and would be relevant, and that you'd change our lives through. Okay, so we have on Sundays, we've just started a whole new series. So you guys remember, who was here last Sunday? Anybody? Couple of people were. Okay, well, in that case, I'll just update you. Mark and Bethany Hardy started, kind of like, they laid the foundation for what we're going to be speaking on for the next, like, 3 months with the verse 2 Corinthians 5:17. And we've talked about this verse a lot recently, so does anybody want to try and quote that verse for me? Does anybody, Arthur, I'm staring at you. Could you put your hand up? Okay, anybody know roughly what it says? 2 Corinthians 5:17. If anyone is in Christ, he is a... Okay, so the verse is, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So for the next like 3 months, we're going to be doing a couple of series which are all going to be about that verse. And so today, I'm starting a new series, and it's called Not Just Forgiven. And then the title of my sermon today is called Saint or Sinner. So ask yourself this question. Every single person in here, ask yourself this question right now. Are you a saint or are you a sinner? How do you see yourself? When you think about yourself, do you see yourself as a saint or a sinner? So hopefully by the time I'm done, we'll change our mind. So you guys, that verse says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. And today, I'm so excited to speak about this, because this is literally, understanding this is what completely changed my life. And so if you guys have got your Bible open, go to 2 Corinthians 5:17. If there's anyone with a Bible near about you, then go near to them. And as I said, I'm not going to speak for long this morning, and so I want you guys to really focus on what I'm saying and really try and take in what I'm saying. Okay. Does anybody know what an ungodly belief is? Either? Do you want to, I won't put the mic to your face, but do you want to describe to me what an ungodly belief is? An ungodly belief is not thinking godly. That's true. Who wants to give me an example of an ungodly belief? Okay, so that was true, but it was relating to donuts, which is slight, is one of the, it's on the lower scale of importance in life, the sprinkles falling off donuts. So does anybody want to give me like a more important one? Like, God is always angry with me? That's something which lots of people believe, and it's not true. And that's an ungodly belief. Pete, did you have one? I'm stupid. That's an ungodly belief. Jess, God is far away from me. So these are all things which lots of people believe, but it's not true. And the reason ungodly beliefs are so important is because if you believe something, regardless of whether it's true or a lie, that is who you will be. Who you see yourself as, if you believe yourself to be one thing, regardless of whether it's true or false, that is who you will be. So ask yourself that question again. Am I a saint or am I a sinner? If you believe you're a sinner, then you're going to act like a sinner. But if you believe you're a saint, then you're going to act like a saint. And I want to tell you, that's my whole message today. And I'm not going to blow my punchline straight away, but we'll get there. So today, I believe that God's going to speak to you guys about, I think, every single person in this room, some more than others, but every single person in this room has some ungodly beliefs about who they are and how they see themselves. There are some things which you believe about yourself which are not true and which are affecting yourself negatively. There are things which God sees you, a way which God sees you, which you guys and I don't know about. And because we don't know how he sees us, we're being someone else. And so that's what we're talking about. And I genuinely believe that by the power of the Spirit of God today, he's going to change hearts and he's going to show you guys who you are, and it's going to completely radically transform you. So to use my life as an example, before I came to school, I was a Christian since I was an egg in my mother's womb. I went to church like every single Sunday since I was a baby, and like I was there, you know, the baptism where they sprinkle you in the head, and in the Church of Scotland they, like, for some reason they put you in like a weird frilly white gown when you're like 1 year old, and then they sprinkle water on you, and that's what baptism is. So that happened to me when I was little, and then every Sunday I would go to church and I would sit down and then stand up for the Lord's Prayer. What's the Lord's Prayer? Our Father, so I say it in the Old English because we did it rigorously every Sunday. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So that's how I say it. So from a young age, I would go to church every Sunday all the way up until I was 17. And I would look in the Bible, and you guys know there's a verse in the Bible which says, you are dead to sin but alive to Christ. You guys know there's a verse in the Bible which says, you are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. And so I would look at these verses, but then I would see a totally different thing in my actual life. Have you guys ever looked at something in the Bible and then been like, my life is the complete opposite? Has anybody ever experienced that? For about 7 years, I went through a phase of having several extremely sinful addictions, which I couldn't get free of. I had been a Christian for like 17 years my whole life. I knew some of the Bible. I went to church. And the Bible said I was more, that I was an overcomer, that I was a conqueror. The Bible said I was dead to sin. And I would read verses like that, and I would worship and stuff like that. But then the day would come around, and I would still be stuck in a sinful addiction. Several sinful addictions, which I would do every single day, and I couldn't get out of them. I would read the Bible, and I would be like, well, the Bible says this, but this doesn't happen. And I would just fall and fall and fall and fall and fall. And the reason that was because I didn't understand who I was in Christ, and I didn't understand how God saw me. And when I came to this school, about a year and a half ago now, the first day, so picture this, okay, you've been suffering, you haven't been, this is theoretically speaking, so don't receive this, but picture yourself, you've suffered from a sinful addiction which has brought you nothing but shame and torment for 7 years, and you've read the Bible verses, you've worshipped God, you've tried to go to church, and nothing can get you free of it. And then you come to a school in Canada, and on the first day, all desire to gratify that addiction completely leaves you. That's exactly what happened to me. Like, I got here and I realized how God saw me. I chose to believe how God saw me. And the addiction which I had struggled with for 7 years, and like the several addictions which I had struggled with for 7 years, I didn't even want to do them anymore. I was completely uninterested in them. And it was gone like that. And that was something which I had beaten with Bible verses for 7 years. And the reason that was because I didn't know who I was in God. I thought I was a sinner. I saw myself as dirty. I saw myself as unclean. I believed that I was useless, and that God, when he saw me dirty. He saw me as a sinner. I believed I was a sinner, and so I was a sinner. Whatever you believe you are, that's what you're going to be, whether it's true or whether it's false. And today I'm talking about what the truth is. If you've accepted Jesus, then you're a new creation and you are no longer a sinner. This is the equation. Have you guys ever heard the phrase, oh, I'm just a sinner saved by grace? You guys ever heard somebody say that? Some people say that, they're kind of like, oh, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. But that's not true. Because when you guys were accepted by, when you guys received Jesus, when you accepted Jesus, you were not just forgiven. You came to Jesus, he forgave your sin, and he transformed you into a new creation. So you guys used to be sinners, you were saved by grace, and now you are a saint. But if you believe you are still a sinner, then you will sin by faith. If you believe you are a saint, then you will be a saint by faith. Does anybody know what saint means? It means holy believer. So you guys, today I'm talking about who you guys are in Christ. If you've accepted Jesus, he hasn't just forgiven your sin, but he has completely transformed you on the inside to be a new person, to be a new human being. And that is how God sees you. So I want you guys to just think about that for a second, which sounds spiritual, but really it's because I'm just checking my notes. Okay, so I'm going to read you guys a verse. 2 Corinthians 5:17, that's the verse that we're talking about, and I'm going to read it from the New King James Version. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, so that's the condition, like that's the only condition. And to be in Christ, all you have to have done is to have accepted him. So put your hand up if you're in Christ. Put your hand up if that applies to you. That's probably almost everyone in this room. If you are in Christ, so that means this directly applies to you. This verse is talking about you. So you guys can't switch off and just pretend this. You guys can't let this go over your head because it applies to you. And it's talking about you, okay? If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation, he or she. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So if you guys ever, I'm going to do this thing. One of the guys in my school ministry called Chris Dupree, he's like a famous worship leader. So he would always be up the front strumming in his guitar. And every Sunday morning, he'd see the same kind of people come up to the front. So if you can imagine, he's on here, he's playing guitar, and somebody comes up to the front like here and they're worshiping. And for some reason, he would lip read the people who would come up to the front. Like whenever, you guys know when you're worshipping, sometimes your mind wanders. Where apparently it's the same for worship leaders. So he would lip read the people who would come up. And there'd be the same guy who would come up every Sunday morning. And all you could see was, Ari. And straight away. And Chris was like, oh, he had a bad Saturday night. Saturday night did not go well. And now he's come to church on Sunday. And the guy said, and you know, that's reasonable. You know, repenting is a really, really, really good thing. But half an hour later, he's on to his fifth song. And the guy's like, you guys know, okay, I'm being funny right now, but put your hand up if you've ever struggled to believe that God has truly forgiven your sin. Put your hand up if you guys, the Bible says God has forgotten your sin. Do you guys find that hard to believe sometimes? Because you can hear yourself, you can hear other people, you can hear the devil whispering to you and saying, God's forgiven you, but did he really forget that? Are you sure he forgot that? Are you sure? I don't think he did. Could God forget that? I don't think he did. Have you guys ever heard that voice? So the reason Christians and I myself and all of us struggle so much to understand that we are forgiven by God is because we haven't just been forgiven, but you were forgiven and then you were transformed and you became a new person in Jesus. And I'm going to read you a verse which completely changed my life. 2 Corinthians 5:21, so it's just a couple after that last one. And I want you guys to pick up on this because if you understand this, it will change everything. This was completely transformed me. God, so this is speaking about Jesus, okay? God made him who had no sin to be sin for us. So him who knew no sin, who's that? Jesus. But then it says to be sin for us. So Jesus actually became your sin. Do you guys realize that when Jesus was hanging on the cross, he actually became guilty of your sin? Every murder which has ever been committed, Jesus was at that moment responsible for. And God treated him and saw him as if Jesus had done the murder. Every single thing which you guys have ever done, every wrong thing which you guys have done, Jesus actually became literally guilty of it by choice. Did you guys realize that? That kind of makes you realize how big a deal the cross was. The physical pain of the cross was the least difficult thing about it. So I'm going to read the rest of the verse. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us. And then this is why Jesus died on the cross. So that in him, in Jesus, we, you and me, might become the righteousness of God. I'm going to read the whole thing. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. So what does that mean? What have you guys become? Nearly. You guys have become, that said, so that in him we could become the righteousness of God. If you guys have accepted Jesus, then you have become the righteousness of God. Righteousness is right standing. Did Jesus ever, somebody name me a sin which Jesus committed? Don't put your hand up, because he didn't do one, so you can't tell me one. Jesus did nothing wrong. And in him, Jesus took all your sinfulness upon himself, so he forgave you. But most people stop at that. Most people are like, oh, Jesus died for my sin, and now I'm forgiven. But what they don't realize is you gave him your sin, and he gave you his righteousness. So that means that before God, you are as blameless on the inside as Jesus is. Did you guys realize that? When you guys stand before God, God sees Jesus because he has given you his righteousness. That's what it means to be a new creation in Christ. That's what it means for you guys. So when you guys come to the front, you don't have to say sorry 50 times because you can't believe that God has forgiven you. You guys, and we all need to repent for our sin. When you do something wrong, you need to say sorry. But you also need to understand that in Jesus, you have become the righteousness of God. When God looks at you, he sees the spotlessness of Jesus. And I'm going to read a couple of verses which talk about that. So you guys were not just forgiven, you also received a new nature. I'm going to read those verses in a second. I'm going to say something else. Before you guys received Jesus, what were you? Saint or a sinner? Correct. Before you guys received Jesus, you were a sinner. So what does that mean? Your default thought process and your default action was to sin. So the thing which you did by default, your normal pattern of behavior was to sin before you accepted Jesus. When you accepted Jesus, that changed. You became a saint, and now your default thought process is no longer sin, and the normal thing that you do is no longer sin, but it's righteousness and goodness. That is why we can live free from sin. So I want to ask you guys that question again. Are you a saint or a sinner? Correct, you are a saint. You are a holy believer. And the degree to which you believe that is the degree to which you will live in that. And I want to tell you guys, and I want to encourage you guys, it's the truth. If you've accepted Jesus, you guys haven't earned it. I don't deserve it. But if you've accepted Jesus, you are before God as Jesus is. And because through knowing that, you guys can live free from sin. I am living free from things which used to torment me for years and years and years entirely because I understand this by the grace of God. So I don't actually have those verses written down here, but see if I can remember them. There's one in Ephesians which says, God predestined us in him to be adopted through sons, and it basically says, and we now stand before him blameless. Yeah, so Josh got about as far as I did. So predestined us to adoption as sons, and then it says we're blameless before God. There's another verse which says, you guys are spotless and you guys are above reproach. So that's the way God sees you, and I want to encourage you guys to go for that. So that's the first week, and the next couple of weeks we're going to be building on that, the fact that you guys are saints, the fact that you guys are new creations. And I want you guys to leave here today making a choice to believe how God sees you. This is a message of good news. God sees you guys blameless because he's forgiven you, and you guys can live that way. Does anybody else think that's good news? Okay. So Ben, can you stick an iPod on? I want everybody to close their eyes again for a moment. And I said I was going to speak quickly today because I've really got the message out. I wasn't going to give you guys a big long thing. But ultimately, the whole message boils down to, you guys used to be a sinner. If you've accepted Jesus, you were saved by grace and you are now a saint. And you guys can go out of this room seeing God, seeing yourself as God sees you, as beautiful, as spotless, as clean. And you guys can go out and live completely free from sin. That thing which troubles you, that thing which you kind of sometimes refuse to look at and refuse to kind of acknowledge because you know it's bad, but you also know it's in your life and you don't know how you're going to get rid of it. That thing, you can go out and you can look that thing in the face and you can say, the truth is that I am a new creation in Christ and I believe it. So I'm dead to sin and I'm alive to Christ. I want to see you guys live as absolute champions. I want to see you guys live completely free from sin, understanding that God loves you so deeply that it was a joy for him to become guilty of your sin. Jesus doesn't hold the cross against you. Jesus considers dying on the cross for you the best thing he ever did. So Holy Spirit, I invite you into this room right now. I invite you to come and touch every single person. And I'm gonna do something we don't often do at youth, but I'm gonna ask you guys if you want to come up and receive an understanding of this, and you don't have to, but if what I've spoken about today has spoken to you and you want to stand up and make a decision and say, I want to be who God sees me. I want to be a saint. I want to understand that I'm a new creation. God wants to show you. So you don't have to. And I don't mind if nobody comes up. I'm not going to be embarrassed if nobody comes up. But if you want to, please come to the front and our leaders will pray for you. And you can do that now. Please stand up and do it. And then everybody else, if you don't want to do it, keep your eyes shut and understand that God's in this room. Understand that God's here and he wants to touch you. So Holy Spirit, I ask you, come and touch everybody here with their love. So guys, just linger in that for a minute. These guys, our leaders are going to pray for these guys. God's going to come and touch them. And God's in this room, so spend some time with him. Spend some time with God right now. If you really need to go, you guys are free to go now if you want to. But at the same time, I'd encourage you, spend some time with God right now. And it's not too late to come up for prayer. If at any point you feel like you want to, then come up. I just feel right now that God wants to let everybody know here how pleased he is with them and how much he loves them and how much he cares about them. And one day a thought came to me, and I want you guys to think about this. Those of you who still have their eyes shut, think about this. God's greatest miracle was to create someone that he loves as much as he loves you. I want you guys to just choose in your heart right now. I want to know how much God loves me. And he's going to show you right now. Let him show you right now. He's so pleased with you. He's so happy with you. He never stops smiling at you. He loves it when you call him daddy. Another verse I feel like God wants to let you guys know about. It says, it's David in one of the Psalms speaking to God, and he says, "You are familiar with all my ways." And God wants you guys to know he's familiar with all your ways. Like the way you guys sneeze, he knows about it and he likes it. And the way you guys laugh, he can't. You know people who have those contagious laughs? You have a contagious laugh to God. When he hears you laugh, he laughs back because he can't help himself. Every single thing you do, all the way you think, the way you move, the way you run, the way you laugh. He loves it, and he loves everything about you. So just like I said, guys, if you guys would like to go now, then you're free to go. We're done for today. So come paintballing next Friday. If you guys are connecting with God, don't go anywhere. Stay here. And it was cool to see you guys. God bless you.